If you're feeling like life has thrown you a curveball and you're on the verge of giving up, well, you're in the right place. Today, we've got some powerful message from God to help you hang in there and keep moving forward. Life can be a real roller coaster ride, can't it? Sometimes, it's a beautiful sunrise and everything seems full of hope. But other times, it feels like a never-ending night. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end, believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. The challenges, the stress, and the burdens can feel overwhelming. We've all been there, carrying our heavy burdens. It might be a failing relationship, financial difficulties, health issues, or perhaps you're just feeling lost. But before you throw in the towel, I want to share with you some simple yet incredibly powerful steps you can take to turn things around. First, remember this: no matter how dark it may seem, there's always a flicker of hope, just like a single candle in the darkest night. Even the smallest light can guide you. Let that light be your faith. It's the foundation that keeps us going when times are tough. Now, I want you to imagine your life as a garden. To see that garden flourish, you have to plant the seeds of perseverance. Remember, it's not about instant results. Like a seed, your efforts may take time to sprout, but with patience and consistency, they will grow. We're not alone in this journey. Sometimes, all it takes is reaching out for help. Don't be afraid to ask a friend, a family member, or a mentor for guidance and support. God places people in our lives to guide us through tough times. So don't hesitate to lean on their wisdom and love. As you persevere and seek support, your life will start to change. Just like a garden that transforms from barren soil into a beautiful, blooming landscape, your efforts will pay off. Every challenge you overcome is a stepping stone to a brighter future. Speaking of stepping stones, never underestimate the power of prayer. It's a direct line to the divine. The Bible makes it clear in James 5 verse 13, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms." Now, let's get practical. Grab a notebook and start writing down your goals and dreams. A vision without a plan is just a wish. Psalm 33 verse 11, "But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations." Setting goals helps you maintain focus and purpose. And as you check off each accomplishment, you'll gain a sense of fulfillment. Psalm 20 verse 4, "May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed." And guess what? Just like the dawn follows the darkest night, better days are ahead. Your future is as bright as the morning sun rising over the ocean. You've got this. The challenges you face today will become the stories of strength you share tomorrow. So, before you give up, do this: embrace your faith, persevere like a gardener, ask for help, pray for guidance, and set your goals. Remember, your life is a beautiful journey, full of potential. You are strong, resilient, and capable of achieving amazing things. Don't let temporary setbacks define your future. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you at all times and in all conditions and circumstances. And always remember, when life gets tough, it's not the end, it's just a new beginning. Keep the faith, keep moving forward, and you'll discover a life full of blessings, purpose, and hope. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and cohorts have plotted against me, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, All these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me, Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and let him baptize you. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. We believe in the power of prayer. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We will present them before God with others on this YouTube platform and believers all over the world to pray for you right now. We may not respond to your request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We are always lifting up your request before God. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.